96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. How are your finances? Are you financially fit? Well, if you believe you are, how do you know? And tonight, we're going to help you with financial fitness. You may want to buy a car, you may want to buy a house, or you just want to make sure that you have all of your financial ducks in a row. Well, joining me to talk about this are Elijah Johnson, director of the Prince William County Office of Housing and Community Development, and Marvin Turner, director of the National Capital Area Office of HUD. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area. 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. You're welcome to comment on my Facebook page, as you often do, facebook.com/HaroldTFisher, or you can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Gents, thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you as well.
Okay, glad to be here.
Okay, let's first talk about the definition from your perspective, Elijah, of financial fitness, because there's an event. It's coming up this Saturday, and I want to talk about that too. But the reason you want people to come to this free event is that a lot of folks aren't financially fit. So how do you define it?
Well, the definition is just a basic thing. Do you have a clear understanding of your financial situation currently? Are you aware of your spending habits? Are you aware of what's coming in and what's going out? The basic things that we all, your mother and father, talk to you about.
Or didn't.
Correct. but we want to bring you back home, so to speak, to go over those things with you, because it's so important in the work that we do that people understand those finances, understand how to manage their money, because as they say, a fool with his money is soon to be parted with that money, and we want to make sure that folks are taking advantage of things that are out there, taking advantage of services that are in the community that can help them manage that money.
Mm-hmm. There is, as I mentioned before, you have an event. It's coming up this Saturday, and it's a free financial fitness event. Can you tell me what it's about, when it is, just the basic rundown?
Well, the event is going to be this Saturday on August 25th at the A.J. Filazzo Building in Prince William County. The event is going to feature three major workshops. It's going to be a smart money management workshop, understanding how to the college finance and college education and how to manage that debt, and a Hire Me workshop that's going to be keyed on interview skills and resume writing skills.
Interview and resume writing, that's a little, some may think it's kind of off topic. We're talking about money and, you know, managing checking accounts and credit, and all of a sudden now you're talking about resume writing. What does that have to do with financial fitness?
That's the basic thing. You got to be employed, mm-hmm, to earn income, to have something to work out. So what we're trying to do is for those folks who are looking for jobs, who are in that job search mode, to be able to come in, learn those techniques so that your earning power goes up when you're dealing with prospective employers, know how to work with those employees so that you can get that earning power up and bring that income in that you want to be able to buy the home, buy the car, go to the movies, eat out every whatever, do those things that you want to do. We want to help you increase your earning power through that workshop. And through our smart money management workshop, once you've gotten those finances, now how to manage those things so that you can have those successes in life.
And you know, one of the things, as I introduced both of you gentlemen in the beginning, both of you are working for housing organizations. And so let's not mistake the fact that, you know, a lot of people still, even after the mortgage crisis, the housing crisis, a lot of people would like to be homeowners. Of course, you know, Marvin, you on a federal level, Elijah, you on a local level. But the reality is you can't buy a house unless you are financially fit, no matter what resources you may have available to you. Marvin, talk to me a little bit about the money that HUD has available for people who are, you know, once again, considering buying a home, or even if they're just kind of, you know, tossing the idea a little bit?
Sure. Well, first, let me just start from the beginning. I've been in this office for about 4 years. I came in during the Great Recession. So during that time period, we were seeing hundreds of houses being foreclosed, actually thousands locally. I believe in Prince William County in 2008, they had about 8,000 foreclosures. Now we have about 300 and some foreclosures for the year. So you see there's a precipitous drop. At the time, it was, how do I save my house?
Mm-hmm.
Now the secretary, we have a new secretary, Secretary Julian Castro. He and our department are looking at removing the stigma of home ownership. Because one of the things you kept hearing about over the last few years, maybe everybody doesn't need a house, and that's true. Maybe everybody doesn't want a house, but that's true. But for those that can afford it, those that want to be homeowners, we think supporting Elijah's org or groups like organizations like this and what are called HUD-approved housing counselors, which are financed by HUD and financed by other organizations, nonprofits where people and families can go in for free in most cases, get into sort of ideals and sort of ideals and ideas of what they need to do to get their financing in order, they can become homeowners. So HUD doesn't necessarily lend you the money in most cases. HUD, actually in all cases, HUD or FHA, which you're familiar with, actually insures the mortgage. Let me give you an example. Prior to 2007, we probably had about 3% of the marketplace. A lot of folks were going to esoteric mortgages, you know, interest only, pay me when you can.
Creative financing is what they called it back then, I think.
Yeah. And what they really called it amongst the financing community was liar loans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Put down any paper, number that you want that you said you could make. And at the time, let's face it, everybody thought the trees grew to the sky. Everyone thought you buy a house, it goes up. Nobody really cares if you can pay the mortgage now. Not necessarily the case. Now folks are a little bit more scared. They're starting to tip their toe into the marketplace. Typically, we went from 3% to about 30% of the marketplace over the last few years. We're back down to approximately 17-18% now. But just to give you an example, just in D.C. last year, we did $8.5 billion worth of FHA mortgages.
Wow.
Just in D.C. Mm-hmm. In Prince George's County, another $2 billion. So we were really coming in trying to assist folks, trying to help folks save their houses a few years ago. And now we're saying, listen, the marketplace is starting to pick up. Here is an opportunity to build one of the major cornerstones of the middle class, coming back in, buying a house, and we're a smaller player in this event on Saturday. We're mm-hmm. coming out to support, but anytime there's an opportunity to spread the evangelism of HUD, I'm certainly able to do that here.
Well, and I want to ask you more about that in a bit, but I do want to grab a quick phone call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. If you have a question, as a matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to go to a break. I'll take a phone call after this because the phone calls are starting to roll in. So when I come back, I will talk to Ricky and Annette. We're talking about being financially fit for whatever you want to do, whether it's to buy a home, to buy a car, or just to perhaps accumulate some cash, a little financial comfort. Everybody needs a little bit of that. We'll be back in just a bit. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're asking, are you financially fit? And if you're not, How do you get there? My guests are Elijah Johnson, director of the Prince William County Office of Housing and Community Development, and Marvin Turner. He is the director of the National Capital Area Office of HUD. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. And you can keep calling even after 7:30. I will be taking your phone calls as we switch over to SiriusXM. But let me go to Annette. Annette calling from Washington, D.C. Annette, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Annette, are you there? Annette, can you hear me? Did we lose Annette? Okay, we may have. Let me go to Ricky, calling from North Carolina. Ricky, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing just fine. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I have a problem with the IRS. I want to buy a house, and I called them. You know, last year they took my taxes. My back taxes, well, my taxes, they took that, which was about $1,500. And then they told me I owe like $6,000 for this year. And then they went all the way back to 2005. And I had about three or four people to work with this thing. And I paid one guy $300 or $400 to deal with it. And now I tried to call people to deal with taxes to resolve the issue. One guy told me $3,000, he can resolve it, and I ain't never got to worry about it. Another one told me $900, he can resolve it, and he ain't got to worry about it. And I told him, I need the help, but I don't have the money. I'm robbing Peter to pay Paul. I have a job. Mm-hmm. But in order, I have to kind of like piece my rent together, piece my insurance together, piece the car payment together. And it's like one week I pay this much, next week I pay that much. And I don't have no extra money. Mm-hmm. But I want a house, and I need some help, you know. And this one guy told me, said I could file some kind of papers for 3 years, and after that 3 years, it'll drop off, and I never have to worry about it. But then I had to get ugly with him
let me stop you there for a moment, so that I can at least, you know, try to have my guests address some of your issues. Elijah, can you assist him in some of that?
Well, in reference to the IRS debt, you want to, if you're not getting the aid you need, you want to check with your local legal service office to see if they provide assistance with work, going over your paperwork to see if they can analyze is the debt correct or not correct. The other thing you want to do is, Marvin mentioned the housing counseling agency. You want to check with your local housing authority to see what housing counseling agencies are in your area and set up an appointment with one of them to have them go through your debt with you and possibly give you some ideas on how to get that debt forgiven or how to get a payment plan set up with IRS so that it doesn't continue to affect you.
One of the other things, Ricky, let me suggest because on this program we have discussed this for many, many years. Instead of listening to someone who says that they can promise to fix your tax issues, you need to talk to an enrolled tax professional. You need to go to a tax agent, an enrolled agent, someone who can speak on your behalf to tax offices. Fly-by-night stuff, you know, these folks will take your money. And we've discussed this time and time again on this program. That's your first stop so that they can speak to the IRS for you before you can do anything about purchasing a house. But good luck to you, and thank you so much for your call. If you are on the phone, please do not hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Just a quick reminder, the information about the financial seminar in Prince William County will be on WHUR.com online after the program is over. Stay with us. More information in just a few seconds.